Chapter 2. Ginger. One day, Ginger and I were standing under the chestnut tree. I told her about my old master and how kind he was to me. Ginger snorted, and then she told me her story.
"My first years were very different," she said. "When I began to eat grass, two men came into the field and took me away from my mother. They had a bridle and a whip. One of them was my master, Samson. He held my mane, and the other man pushed the bit into my mouth very roughly. I was shocked. It hurt so badly. Then Samson started to pull me along by the bridle. The other man whipped me. I hated Samson. His father was a kind man, but he was very old, so Samson did most of the work on the farm. One day, he made me trot round the field until I was so tired that I nearly fell. The next day, he put a bridle on me and threw a saddle onto my back. Samson told people that he was an excellent rider. That day, I made a plan to teach him a lesson. He got on my back and pulled hard on the reins. I reared up on my back legs and Samson started to whip me. I kicked and bucked and reared. I tried everything to throw this terrible man off my back. He held my mane and dug his sharp metal spurs into my sides. The spurs cut me badly, but at last I threw him off my back," Ginger went on. "I galloped to the other end of the field and stood still. I was breathing hard and sweating. Samson got up and limped through the gate. I stood there for a long time. It was a hot day. Flies buzzed around me. I was hungry and very thirsty. Then, as the sun went down, Samson's father came into the field and walked up to me. He patted me and fed me some oats.
"Poor Ginger," he said.
Then he led me to the stables. He gently took off my saddle and bridle and filled my bucket with cold water. As he washed the blood from my sides, Samson came into my stable. The old man shook his head at him and said,
"Look at poor Ginger. If you treat a horse badly, it will treat you badly too."
I didn't see Samson again. A groom looked after me, and the old man came to see me every day. When my sides got better, the old man sold me to a smart man from London. He had one brown horse to pull his carriage, and he wanted another one. I hoped he was a kind man. But when he put on my harness, he made me wear a special rein called a bearing rein. I hope you never have to wear one, Beauty. It is so tight that it pulls your head up very high. The pain is terrible. I had to wear a very sharp bit too, and it made my mouth bleed. I hated my work. Some days we were out with the carriage for hours. We had to stand and wait for our master when he went to a party or to the theatre. If we didn't stand still, the coachman whipped us. Our master didn't care about us at all. He just wanted his horses to look smart, so that all the fashionable people admired them. The other horse said that he soon got used to the bearing rein, but I never did. Then, one day, I ran away. I was caught and then sold again. The groom at the new place was as bad-tempered as Samson. He often hit me with his broom. In the end, I bit him, and I was sold again. That's when I came here to Birkwick Park. Everyone is kind here, but I will never trust a man. All men are my enemies."
I felt very sorry for Ginger. But as the weeks passed, she grew happier.
"Ginger needs kindness, the poor thing," said John the groom to Squire Gordon. "She'll soon be as good as Black Beauty."
A few days later, some children came to play with Miss Flora and Miss Jessie. The children rode on Merrylegs, the pony. When John brought him back in the evening, he said,
"Behave yourself in future, Merrylegs, or you will be in trouble with the squire."
I asked Merrylegs what happened.
"The children roared me for a long time," Merrylegs explained. "One of them wanted me to go faster and faster, and he hit me with a stick. But I was tired, so I stopped suddenly and the child fell off."
"Merrylegs, it wasn't Miss Flora or Miss Jessie, was it?" I cried.
"Oh, no. They are always kind to me. It was one of the boys. He hit me with a stick. He wanted me to go faster. When John saw the stick, he was angry."
"Good for you," said Ginger. "Did you kick the boy too?"
"No. I never kick," replied Merrylegs. "It's my job to look after those children. Squire Gordon trusts me. If I start to kick, they will sell me, and I like it here."
Squire Gordon was never cruel to his horses. If he saw anyone being cruel to a horse, he became very angry and upset. One day, he was riding me home when we saw a pony pulling a small cart. When the pony came to Birtwick Park, he turned to go in the gates. The man pulled him back so roughly that the pony nearly fell. Then he began to whip the little horse. The man was called Sawyer, a builder who sometimes worked at Birtwick Park. Squire Gordon shouted at him to stop.
"I didn't want him to turn," cried Sawyer. "I wanted him to go straight on. He deserves a good whipping."
"Your pony often brings you to Birtwick Park," said the squire. "He was very clever to remember the way. You must never be so cruel to a little pony."
We walked back to the stables. Squire Gordon patted my neck as he handed the reins to James, the stable boy. His face was very sad, and I knew he was thinking about Sawyer and his poor little pony.